Hi there, this is Karen Lanoux of AttractMoreNow.com. I'm the creator of Business Attraction Tips Podcast, which is where you're at right now, and the Law of Attraction Tips Podcast. Both of these podcasts have been downloaded over 12 million times by people all over the world, and I'm so excited. I'm also the author of Attraction in Action, and I'm a mindset expert, and I specialize in business, money, and relationships. And I am so glad you're here because I have a really special guest today. I did an interview with Rick Frischman of rickfrischman.com, or probably easier to go to author101university.com or author101.com. Rick is just an amazing man. I heard him speak a few weeks ago at an event I went to, and he just is so inspiring, and he's going to talk about the publishing industry and about being an author, and he's going to give some really great tips about what you need to do to start to create your platform as an author. This is so important, and I can tell you when I've been speaking to publishers, this is the first thing that they look for. So sit back, listen in, and you know, Rick has got some great surprises, some great tools also, so listen in for those and have fun. All right, enjoy. Hi, everybody. Welcome. So great to have you here. We have Rick Frischman with us today. Rick, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know that you've just got such a massive portfolio and bio. You're such a huge character. And can just tell us a little bit about you, please.
Sure. Well, I'm old. That's the most important part. I started as a producer in New York at WOR Radio in 1976 for a guy named Barry Farber. I was a radio TV guy. And then I actually formed a PR firm. I joined a guy in 1977, basically, called Plan TV Arts, and built that to be the number one book publicity firm in America. And this is the abbreviated version. So in a nutshell, we launched authors that are known today but were unknown when I started with them, like Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and Harv Eker and Nelson DeMille and Nicholas Sparks. A guy named Richard Branson was just starting up.
Wow.
I told him he had to start, you know, looking to the sky and stop screwing around with records. And, you know, so actually, no, he was doing that already, but worked with him. And you can see pictures of all these crazy people with me on my website at rickfrischman.com, which is one thing that all you guys need to start doing. And we're going to have, by the way, lots of stuff for you to do. So everyone, as I'm speaking now, take out a pencil and a paper or a computer, because we got some notes and some homework for you to do, which will, and we can check whether you do that or not. This is a really interesting podcast. So we know whether you do what we tell you. So then, you know, working with hundreds and hundreds of authors, I wanted to be one myself. And my biggest problem was I suck as a writer. I'm probably one of the worst writers in America. But that's okay. You don't have to be a great writer to be an author. So I found great ghostwriters and co-authors, and my 12th book just came out.
Wow.
Called Show Me, about book publishing. And I have, you know, Guerrilla Publicity and Where's Your Wow, and a whole series of books called Author 101, which teaches people how to become an author.
Yeah.
And I've sold hundreds of thousands of books, and I can't even write. So for all of you listening, we have hundreds of thousands of people on this call and on this listening to this podcast. Don't worry that you're not a good writer, because you don't have to be. You just need to have a voice and have something to say. And we want you to become an author and get your message out there and change the world. And we'll give you some ideas on how to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So, Rick, tell me a little bit about it, because you know, one of my biggest things is wanting to get people out there and to get them out, you know, being as big as they can so they can shine just their light on the world. But publishing has changed, and it's shifted in the last few years. What does that mean to the unpublished author right now?
Well, everybody, you know, there are a million books published a year now. And as you said, you're right, everything has changed. It used to be that you had to write a book proposal and then find a literary agent, and the literary agent had to sell it to an editor, and the editor had to sell it to their publishing board, and the publishing board came back with an advance. They took your rights, And, I mean, this is still what happens, but I'm not saying people do it that much anymore. Mm-hmm. And then they get your book out in 18 months to 2 years. And sometimes they make you buy back a whole bunch of books. A friend of mine just got a contract from a huge publisher, and they said, oh, we'll be happy to publish your book. You just have to buy 5,000 books at publication at 60% off of list price, and list price is $20. So that's basically he has to give them $60,000, and for that they will give him a $10,000 advance.
Wow.
So let me get it right. So I got to pay you $50,000. You'll take my rights. You'll get my book out in 2 years, and that's a pretty crappy deal. So the whole idea now is that everything has changed.
Yeah.
And you listening today, you all need to develop a platform.
Yeah.
I'm a publisher now. I published about 200 books in the past 3 years, including Brendan Bouchard, who the Millionaire Messenger, which went to number one on the New York Times. And here's how it happened. I mean, he wrote that book in 13 days in January of this year.
Wow.
He delivered me the book on February 5th. We published the book on March 5th. And it went to number one New York Times on March 20th.
Wow.
And stayed there for a month. So everything I just talked about of the old way of publishing, guess what? You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
You do have to start building a platform. And what that means is you need to have, you know, a podcast like this. You need to have a radio show. You need to have a list. People get a newsletter. You got to be on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and Twitter. You need to have a following, so that if you come to me as a publisher, I'm going to say, well, what are you going to do to promote your book? And why would people want to buy your book?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have some answers to that. And that's why we actually put on an event called Author 101 University, which we'll talk about more, three times a year. And you're all going to be invited to that. The next one's in the end of October. But what we do is we teach people how to build their platform and how to get hundreds of thousands of dollars of publicity for little or no money. Because we want to know, have you been on the radio? And the first thing, have you been on TV? The first thing we're going to do is do a Google search and check you out.
Mm-hmm.
So homework. Here's where the homework starts. Everybody, you need to own a whole bunch of URLs. URLs are the www dot. So like I am starting with your name. So I have rickfrishman.com, RickFrishman. But I also have FrischMan, the misspelling, because people misspell my name. So all of you need to own your name and own misspellings of your name. So let's start. It's Karen. What's your last name?
Lanou.
Say that again.
Lanou. It's L-U-N-I-W.
Oh, boy. So do we own KarenLanou.com?
We do, yeah.
But do you own lots of misspellings? If you're on the radio and you say Karen Lanou, it could be L-I-N-E-A-U.
Yeah.
Right? So it could be several misspellings, and do you own several misspellings of your name? Probably not.
No, I don't.
Aha. Okay. But now let's go in. Everybody else, let's say Karen wasn't as smart as she is, and she didn't own Karen Lanou, and she went to get it, and she couldn't find it. I mean, somebody else, the other Karen Lanou, owned it. Then who is she? Here's what everybody you do. You are the KarenLanou.com.
Ah.
The one and only Karen Lanou. The original Karen Lanou. You're also KarenLanouAuthor.com, KarenLanouSpeaker.com, MyKarenLanou.com. So you would need to own all of these. Now, everybody listening, you might want to try it with your name instead of Karen. But now, here is a website to go to. Write this down, Ricks, R-I-C-K-S, Cheap, C-H-E-A-P, Domains, D-O-M-A-I-N-S.com. It is the cheapest place on the Internet that I know of, and no one has found anyone cheaper, to get URLs. Usually, I mean, I get stuff in the mail every day for $15, $30, $50 a URL.
Yeah.
Mine is $8.95 per year, and it will not go up because it's a gift that we give to authors and speakers because I want you to get it at cost.
Mm-hmm.
And full disclosure, I think it's my private label. I make 7 cents. if you get a URL through there. So if all of you listening get it today, I can take my wife out to dinner for our anniversary. So so now here's lesson number two. Okay, so rickscheapdomains.com is next. I want you to write down 10 titles of books you are going to write, because you are all going to be authors. So I have several books. I own the URL for every title: Guerrilla Publicity, Author 101, etc., etc. .com. But I also have, I would do, like, for instance, I would do author101book.com and author101movie.com. So get your URL for the title of your book, and then also put book after it and movie after it, because we may want to make a movie of it. And it's real important when you come to me as a publisher that I know that you own all these URLs, because then I know you know what you're doing, so that when you're on radio and TV and blogs and newspapers, we can send them to your site, and you own tons of URLs. So that's the first part of your homework assignment. Everybody got that? Nod. We can see you out there.
We can.
Okay. All right, so lesson number two is you need to have a website or several websites, but one main site. Now, you can check out rickfrischman.com or author101.com to see what should be up there, but your bio. You should start speaking. I start speaking to you. Information about your books and your lectures, testimonials, any events that you're doing, but most importantly is streaming audio and streaming video, so we can see you and we can hear you and see how much enthusiasm and passion you have, so we want to fall in love with you and do business with you.
Nice.
The second thing is you must have an ethical bribe, a freebie, so that when I'm on radio, and I do about 200 shows every few months, I don't say go to Author 101 to go buy my book, because then I am an obnoxious, pushy author. I say go to Author 101 and get my free $1 million Rolodex, which is 141 pages, has thousands of contacts. If you get it, you will instantly find out who all the producers you need in the world, editors at publishing houses. You will instantly have, you know, lose 10 pounds within a week, have fabulous sex, and find the mate of your dreams. Well, you know, not that part, but it will change your life, and it's free. All you have to do is put your name and email in.
Yeah.
So all of you listening now, I want you to go there and do it for two reasons. A, it has a lot of stuff on it and information. B, it sends you autoresponders, which you all need to start doing. So I want you to see what you need to do, and it signs you up for our free newsletter. So go to rickfrischman.com or author101.com. You get all that for free. Most importantly, you need to be doing that yourself. That's the most important thing in building your platform, is have websites, have the ethical bribe, start building your list, building, you know, your herd, as Dan Kennedy calls it, people who love what you do. And that's what we are looking for as publishers, or even if I'm a producer and I may want to put you on my radio show or TV show, that's the first thing I'm going to look for. So that's kind of homework assignment one and two, and I'll take a breath. So you can ask another question.
That's great. Actually, that was the next question I was going to ask, is what are the couple of the most important things that an author should do? Well, you've just answered that, is getting those URLs and starting up the website, right?
You've got to do that. And the next thing you got to do, really, is just start learning. So I'm going to give you a couple resources. All of you need to start writing a book proposal today. I got a book proposal emailed to me by a guy, Jack Canfield recommended him, and it was really crappy. And I told him, hey, this is a really crappy book proposal. So I said, get my book, Author 101. It's $10, book proposal at Amazon, and then come back to me once you do what we tell you. And he did, and we redid his proposal. We redid the name of his book, and it came, and we got him an agent, and Tim Ferriss was launched, and the book was The 4-Hour Work Week.
Wow.
Started with a really crappy book proposal. So everybody, You must start writing a book proposal. There are tons of books out there. Go to the library, go to Amazon. Mine is $10, whoopee, on Amazon, just Author 101. Or look at Rick Frischman. It's the yellow book on book proposals. But then I'm going to give you something really cool. Write this down. Rick's, R-I-C-K-S, bookproposalwiz.com. Rick's bookproposalwiz.com. This is a program that will actually walk you through it, and so just it's plug and play. Here's what we did. Now you just fill in the blanks. And it used to be $100, and we just made it free.
Wow.
Free. Hello. Free. So you go Rick's bookproposalwiz.com. It's amazing. A student actually, you know, invented this, and for a short time we're giving it away for free. So go there and start writing your book proposal.
Awesome.
For free. Now, then here's what I want you to do. This is your homework. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's hopefully before October 27th. Your next homework is take this book proposal and come to Author 101 University on October 27th through 30th in Las Vegas. And you will meet literary agents and authors and editors, and you'll meet Brendan Bouchard, who just went to number one on the New York Times, and he'll talk about how he did it.
Yeah.
And you'll meet Barbara DeAngelis, who sold like 50 million books. And Tom Antion will teach you how to make a gazillion dollars on the internet and get what I call MPI. That's your mantra, everybody. Go to sleep tonight and go kiss your wife or husband and go MPI, MPI, MPI. That's what I want. And what that is massive passive income.
Nice.
That's what we're looking for. So as you are sleeping, people are just ordering tons of stuff for you from your website automatically, and you wake up and it's better than sex. I mean, come on. It's like, wow, look how much money I made last night. This is great. And then you know what? If you're making that much money and you're a single guy, the sex will come later, too. Everybody will want you. It's okay. So MPI, that's what we're looking for, you know, making money while we sleep.
That's awesome.
And this is what we're going to learn. Now, here is the big problem, everybody, okay? You're going to listen to this and go, wow, that was really cool, and then you're going to do nothing.
Mm.
I know you. Don't do nothing. Brendan Bouchard, 5 years ago, was bankrupt. He borrowed money from his parents and got to our seminar and brought a book proposal. I introduced him to Scott Hoffman, a huge literary agent, and his career was born. Scott will be at Author 101 University. So, but what did he do? He got off his butt, even though he was broke.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision now that I am sick of being broke, I'm sick of not being an author, I'm sick of my business not making enough money, I want MPI, Master Passive Income, I want to build a platform, I want to be an author, I want to meet great people, maybe I'll meet the mate of my life there, you know, because and that stuff happens, but you gotta show up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you an incentive. Author101University.com. We are just about sold out, so I don't need more people there. People are flying in from all over the world, from Spain, from Australia, from Canada, from Ireland. Okay? I don't know where you're listening from, but I bet you can get to Las Vegas pretty cheaply, October 27th through the 30th. Because you're listening to this podcast, Karen, you didn't even know I was going to do this. I'm going to give your people half price.
Wow.
Okay? So if you put in the code CODY, C-O-D-Y, instead of $497, you can come for half, which is $248.
Wow.
And then I'll give you another kicker. You can bring somebody for free. I want you to bring somebody for free, which is an accountability coach. If you come alone, you don't get it done. But if you have somebody with you, a partner, a lover, a wife, anybody, then they will be with you to make sure you get stuff done. So now it's not $248, it's $125 per person for 3.5 days. So that's like $25 a day. So here's the question.
Yeah.
If you can't spend $25 a day for your future, then go home and tell your mother you will never be an author. You will never learn how to do this. Because I am putting down the gauntlet. It's time to get off your butt.
Yeah.
And so I'm mean. I'm a mean son of a gun, okay? Get off your butt and do it now. Karen is paying your half of your tuition.
Wow. Cool.
And there you have it, everybody.
Wow. Wow.
And that is just, now think about how much I taught you in the past 10 minutes, okay? That was just 10 minutes. Now think about, you're going to have about 30 hours of that from 25 different teachers who are the best in the world who want to teach you, and all of them don't need to be there. I mean, they have made, you know, they've sold millions of books, they've made millions of dollars, but they're there to teach and to help, and they're literary agents looking for you, but they, you know, they want to be there. It will change your life. So
that's awesome.
That Author 101 University, October 27th through 30. Cody, that's my dog's name, C-O-D-Y. That's the magic code, coupon code for half price. And then I'm going to give you one other thing that you need to know. If you have any questions or need help, my email is rick@rickfrischman.com. Your email should be like charles@charlesschwartz.com, whatever your website is. So mine is rick@rickfrischman.com. And it's R-I-C-K-F-R-I-S-H-M-A-N. I said that a few times. Just send me an email and say, ooh, I listened to this. You know, I got a question. Can I bring my mother-in-law? Whatever you want to ask, just send me an email and I will respond to you.
Fabulous. Rick, that's so generous. Thank you so much. Again, I mean, I heard Rick speak just a couple of weeks ago and then met him in person. And Rick, you're such an amazing, you have such amazing just energy and such an amazing personality and so informative. I mean, there's no way that you can't listen to Rick and not want to go out and write your book right now. So, Rick, I'm so appreciative, and thank you. Those are some great information and great surprises there, too. Thank you.
My pleasure, and let's get this out to the world, and I hope to see you again, you know, soon, and just let me know how I can help you, Karen, and also everyone listening. Let me know how I could help you. We're here to change your life and help you in any way we can.
Fabulous. Thank you again so much, Rick. I really, really appreciate it. So everybody, we're going to see you there in Las Vegas at Author 101 University. And so again, just go to author101university.com and check it out. Thanks, Rick.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right.